So our scripture this morning, it says in your bulletin, Colossians 3, 12 to 15, but I actually gave you a few more verses. I backed up to verse 9. Don't lie to each other, for you've stripped off your old sinful nature and all its wicked deeds. Put on your new nature and be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and become like Him. In this new life, it doesn't matter if you are a Jew or a Gentile, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbaric, uncivilized, slave, or free. Christ is all that matters, and He lives in all of us. Since God chose you to be the holy people He loves, you must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your hearts. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Two of my grandchildren, or our grandchildren, I guess I have to share, are at the stage where they're beginning to get dressed by themselves. So currently, Mom decides on their outfits, or she might say outfit one or outfit two, but she's in control of what they're putting on. But soon will come the time when they go into their own little dressers and they pick their own clothes to wear, with little or no concept of what actually goes together and what shouldn't be worn together. A season of mixed, matched, and odd choices is ahead of them as they learn to get dressed. I imagine we look a lot like that to God as we learn about our new wardrobe and the choices we have to wear. I'm sure there are times when our outfits just don't match. We might put on a jacket of compassion while wearing our old jeans of unforgiveness at the same time. A confusing look for sure. Now, many times in Scripture, Paul uses the analogy of getting dressed as he directs us to put off certain behaviors and to put on others. Christianity is not just about what we believe. There is a responsibility of action that follows that belief. A responsibility to wear the clothes of our faith. Jesus said to his disciples, if any of you wants to be my follower, you must give up your own way. That is, die to self, put off your old nature. Take up your cross and follow me. See, our salvation comes by grace through faith, but that is the starting point. From our faith comes this responsibility to action, to get dressed as Christ. For example, our faith calls us to forgive, even in hard situations. And God encourages and supports forgiveness. He even gives us healing and strength so we can forgive. But ultimately, we must decide to forgive. We must decide to wear the garment of forgiveness. How we dress in the world is our responsibility. And Christ died to give us an amazing wardrobe, including the robe of righteousness. But we must decide to wear it. And this is the action that goes with our faith. James 2:17 says, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. It's dead and useless. We understand that we are not working for our salvation. or even working for God's approval. We have both of those things. But we are working out from our salvation in the way that we dress. We're supposed to be imitators of Christ, and we start by wearing his wardrobe. Now, Paul gives us lots of info about how we should be in the world with hearts transformed. To begin, he reminds us that we have stripped off our old nature and all its wicked deeds. This happens when we believe that Christ died for our sins and that the penalty is paid and we are no longer slaves to sin. That old wardrobe doesn't fit us anymore. And then Paul says, put on your new nature. That's the clothes that Christ has given us. And be renewed as you learn to know your Creator and to become like him. We are to become like Christ. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, so all of us who have had the veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like him as we are changed into his glorious image. This is the image we were created in back in the garden. It was the image that died. The image was lost. But through Christ, it is restored to us. Becoming like Christ means to become love. The goal of our instruction is love, 1 Timothy 1:5. Now here comes Paul's list of clothes that we should be wearing. Like he's like the parent who lays the outfit on the bed for us to put on. You must clothe yourselves with tender-hearted mercy. That's more than just mercy. But there's a tenderness about it. A tender-hearted mercy is laced in love. We're to put on kindness. Just generally being a kind person. Humility. Gentleness. And patience. Those are the qualities that we saw in Jesus all the time, consistently. Are we dressed to look like Jesus? We're supposed to make allowances for each other's faults. We recognize that we're not perfect, and we certainly like it when people make an allowance for our faults. But are we wearing that outfit that gives allowance to others and the mistakes that they might make? And forgive anyone who offends you. We live in a culture of offense. Everyone seems to want to be offended by something. But we're to look different. We're to forgive anyone who offends us. And we are to do it quickly. And the reason is because the Lord forgave you. So you must forgive others. Being a forgiving person is perhaps the most impactful form of love in this world because it goes against the grain of the fallen world. Outside the church, people aren't known for their quick forgiveness. And if you don't know Christ, you tend to be very selfish because you don't know any other way. And forgiveness and selfishness don't play nice together. A selfish person wants retribution. And if they do bring themselves to forgive someone, it's for their own sake, not for the sake of the offender. You'll usually hear things like, well, I've forgiven them so that I can let it go and get on with my life. That's the world's reason for forgiveness. So you don't carry the load and you can get on with your life. But love forgives for the sake of the other. Love believes better for them. Love believes if they knew better, they would do better. And love makes allowances for their faults. It's a different reason to forgive. Now, these qualities should sound familiar to you because they're the list we read in 1 Corinthians 13, which defined love. Love's patient and kind. It's not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It's not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. So it makes sense when Paul continues in his passage to say, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. Perfect harmony. Love makes that possible. Why do we have such good harmony in our congregation? Because you've put on love. You genuinely love and care about each other. We do it well in the congregation. How does it look outside of the church? So what is your fashion style? What are you wearing? Does it look like Jesus? Would somebody recognize you as a follower of Jesus because of what you're wearing? Did you put on the outfit that your father left on the bed for you? Or did you go into the closet to grab something that doesn't really fit you well, but you're comfortable with it? May grace and peace be yours in full measure through your knowledge of God and of Jesus Christ our Lord. God's divine power has given us everything we need to live a truly holy life through our knowledge of the one who called us to share in his own glory and goodness. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.